USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is letting the House chaplain keep his job after all, after initially trying to force him out. Reverend Patrick Conroy rescinding his resignation yesterday after over 100 lawmakers demanded an explanation from Ryan as to why the chaplain was told to leave. After Conroy took back that resignation, Ryan explained his original decision had been made in what he thought was the best interest of the House. President Trump hosts a National Day of Prayer event in the White House Rose Garden yesterday.
Prayer has always been at the center of American life because America is a nation of believers.
A year ago, he was the first sitting president to address the organization. Now today, President Trump will again speak at the NRA's annual convention in Dallas. And this is USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
After reports of multiple people being wounded, police in Nashville say a gunman at a mall yesterday ended up shooting just one person, but that person later died. Now the gunman will face a murder charge for the incident that happened at the Opry Mills Mall. A Nashville police spokesman says after the shooting, the gunman gave up without incident.
He entered that ticket booth facility, put the gun on the counter, said he wanted no further trouble, and to call 911.
Police say the 22-year-old victim was killed after a fight between the two men. Mandatory evacuations are underway after an eruption of lava from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. Lava has reportedly reached the community of Leilani Estates, and heavy smoke and ash have fallen in that neighborhood. The area has been on high alert after a flurry of earthquakes in that region just a few days ago, including a magnitude 5.0 yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump was not misleading reporters when he said he didn't know about a payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels. At yesterday's White House briefing, Sarah Sanders said it was, quote, information the president didn't know at the time and eventually learned. Sanders also denied the White House sends out a constant stream of false or misleading information. As one reporter suggested, she says, quote, we give the very best information we have at the time. A report that federal investigators were tapping the phones of the president's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, are now being walked back. NBC News cited sources as saying the feds were listening to Cohen's calls, the network clarifying now that investigators are keeping a log of phone calls to and from Cohen's phone lines. Investigators are not actually able to listen into or record those calls. Federal agents did recently raid Cohen's New York office as well as his home and hotel room as he's being investigated for that payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 presidential election. And NASA is sending a new probe to Mars. A launch is planned for early tomorrow morning from Vandenberg Air Force Base, that is, in California. It'll be the first interplanetary launch ever from America's west coast. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.